Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got another very interesting show for you today and some very practical speakers for you. We're going to start out talking to our friend David Snyder. He is our local CPA and tax expert. David has some terrific financial advice as we approach the end of the year. And then Sanford Cohen will come in to talk about a new program going on in Prescott. It's called Shop Prescott Start Here, and that is aimed at improving the prospects of local businesses. Try and keep your money repeating itself within the local community by shopping local. And then after the news break with Nick, we will talk with Sean Trobia from AARP. They have a seminar going on Monday at the Prescott Resort about, of all things, the many unexpected uses of vinegar, including for medicinal purposes. I bet you didn't know that. So, kind of an interesting show for you today, covering some very practical topics. I want to let you know that if you're into pumpkin chunking, you want to get out to Mortimer Farms in Dewey Saturday for the second of four Pumpkin Fest weekends as they launch literally 6-pound pumpkins at a distant target with non-combustible machines. Now, the current record, believe it or not, was set by Baghdad High School. They launched one 788 feet 2 years ago. Wow! That's going to be held Saturday at Mortimer Farms at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. Our own Ken Byers will be out there covering that. They recommend that all teams and machines working in this pumpkin chunking event should be at the field 2 hours prior to the first launch. All machines will participate in both rounds at 11 and 1. And, of course, our friend Charlotte Mortimer will provide all the pumpkins. They only grew about 30 million of them this past fall. So, yeah, that'll be a fun event. Pumpkin chunking at Mortimer Farm. So, stay tuned. David Snyder is in the bullpen coming up in just a moment on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Autumn means football, chili cook-offs, hunting and fishing trips, brilliantly colored landscapes, crisp evenings, perfect for warm campfires, mugs of hot cocoa, and flannel sheets. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, and if you're ready to trade in boredom and stress for excitement and relaxation, surrounded by all the fantastic sights, sounds, smells, and activities of fall, go RVing. Plan your fall getaway today and start with a trip to Affinity RV where you can choose from the latest 2018 models, new 2017s, with special dealer and factory incentives, pre-owned RVs, and a few RVs below dealer cost remain on Red Tag Row, plus financing as low as 3.99%. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, and proud to have been chosen one of the five elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com. We invite you to stop by and visit our Affinity RV display at Prescott Costco, October 6th through the 15th.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, it's always nice to have a friend in the studio today. That case is David Snyder, our favorite CPA and tax expert. And just what kind of taxes are you expert at, David? Because I know you have a whole alphabet soup full of certifications, right?
Yes, I'm a CPA, MBA, and EA. My name is David Snyder. I'm a CPA, MBA, EA, and I work for my own company, David A. Snyder CPA.
Okay, MBA, I know. What is an EA?
EA is an enrolled agent. It's like a CPA just for taxes.
Oh, IRS confers that, don't they?
Yeah, they. And I do IRS representation, mm-hmm. and I do business valuations, audits, reviews, and of course, a variety of taxes, including your trust taxes, your estate taxes, your business taxes, and your personal taxes. Mm-hmm. So I do all that, and you can call me at 928-445-0104, extension 9. And DavidASnyderCPA.com is my website.
Okay, thank you, David. Our next guest, no, just kidding. You mentioned doing audits. What kind of reaction do your clients have when they find out they're being audited by the IRS?
Well, I do two types of audits. I do financial statement audits that are generally required by banks or financial institutions that have a loan or something with that company or with the nonprofit. And I do tax audits if that ever comes up. Mm-hmm. Mostly they don't come up because I do the taxes
right. Yeah, you do it right the first time.
Yeah,
sure.
I do it right the first time.
Now, for those who do their own taxes, what kinds of things on their tax return will trigger an audit?
Well, stuff like too many Schedule C expenses or having a Schedule C, which is a business tax on your personal return. It's a business tax form on your personal return. Having too many itemized deductions that when you normally don't have that. Schedule E, like rental. If you do a home office deduction and you're generally at an office of some sort, you know, a commercial office, those type of things would trigger that. We also have, we used to worry about C corporations, small mm-hmm. C corporations. Generally, we set up a structure where there's a C corp for a spouse, and then the taxpayer has an S corporation. Sometimes the C corporations were audited.
Mm-hmm. What exactly is a C corporation?
A C corporation is the big corporations you hear from now, but in our vernacular, it's a small company that a spouse owns to help manage the S corporation, and generally the spouse owns it, and the money comes as management expenses from the S corp over to the C corp, and you run your personal personal health insurance through there as well as other things, so that it doesn't stay on the S corporation. You can do things that you can't do on the S corporation.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to the big news that came down today, you have good news about the state tax credit, which only 10% of the people in the state use.
I've even heard lower amounts. People, 5 to 10% of the people in Arizona that are eligible to use Arizona's tax credits use them. Mm-hmm. All right, and these things are beautiful. You spend money, you know, at local nonprofit organizations, mm-hmm. and then you get a tax credit for that if they're eligible for those tax credits. So basically, there's a charitable organization tax credit, which used to be called the Working Poor Tax Credit, which I focus on because I'm in part of the Prescott Sunrise Lions, and that's $800 married filing jointly, and $400 other statuses, and you have until April 17. Of 2018 to do that one. But keep in mind, if you don't do it by 12/31, then it doesn't help you on the federal until 2018. Mm-hmm. There's also the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund, which is 400 married filing jointly and 200 individual, and you should do that now because last year I gave mine in mid-November, and I got it back because they had reached their $1 million cap. So that's not acceptable to me, but at the same time, it's a $1 million cap. Public schools is another one. $400 married filing jointly, $200 for individual taxpayers. I'm emphasizing Prescott Valley Charter School now because my son goes there. Mm-hmm. But I used to be FBLA at PHS. that's also on April 17th. Then there's the school tuition programs, which is at a private school like Primavera or Sacred Heart, and that's $2,182 and $1,081 for other statuses. And then foster care tax credits, $1,000 married filing jointly, and $500 for other statuses. And both those last two are also through April 17th, and keep in mind that, again, you know, if it's not done by 12/31, then it doesn't help you on the federal for that particular year. It'll help you the subsequent year. Mm-hmm. So basically, again, I'm emphasizing the charitable organization tax credit for my Lions Club. Let's say you owed $800 and you paid in $800 to the Lions Club, okay? You would owe zero and you would get your withholdings back. Now, if you only owed $400, and this is, again, on the Arizona, this is an Arizona state tax credit, so it's an Arizona tax return. If you owed $400 and you paid in $800, then you'd be able to carry forward that $400 extra up to 5 years. You don't get it back. You would still get your withholdings back if you were at zero tax, but you'd be able to carry forward up to 5 years. So the total here is $4,782. So if you paid in $4,782 and then you only owe $2,000, carry forward that $2,782, that difference would help you going forward up to 5 years.
Does this apply to people who itemize deductions or also take the standard deduction?
It applies to both.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to itemize to be able to take advantage of the Arizona tax credits. So we, at the Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, we take those working poor charitable organization tax credits, and we contribute to various organizations. Like Del Webb, we gave like $32,000 last year. Last year, we went from $65,000 the prior year to $115,000. A lot of that was probably because of the extension of time, but also the economy's been better.
Sure.
So I think that's been very helpful. But things like Del Webb, Family Enrichment Center, school nurse assistants. A couple years ago, we took some of the greatest need money and gave it to the school nurses so they can go around. Yeah, but we got scanners for them because we have an eye doctor in our club. Mm-hmm. And we got scanners for him to go around to scan the schools, the school students all in Yavapai County in first and second grade. And, you know, they scanned them so they're not in the back of the class thinking they can't read.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's a good thing. So we use vocational scholarships, YEI, Family Advocacy Center, Yavapai Food Bank, and various other organizations. We're emphasizing our fifth plank. The Lions Club is emphasizing our fifth plank, which is diabetes now.
Ah,
okay. So we have, you know, we have hunger, we have the environment, we have childhood cancer, and a few other things. But we're emphasizing diabetes. Now, if you want to give to the Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, P.O. Box 985, Prescott, Arizona, 86302, or you can go to the Prescott Sunrise Lions Club dot org.
Now, we have 90 seconds left. Tell me your reaction upon hearing the news today about the proposed tax plan and how long it will take for that to go into law.
I want this to happen very badly. I think this needs to happen because people are overpaying on taxes. We need to cut all these useless social programs and eliminate them and function on what is in the Constitution. And so what the proposal is I think for personal rates are 35, 25, and 12 mm-hmm. percent. And then on the corporate side, it's down to 20 from 35, which is the highest in the world. So, you know, that'll promote a lot of things that promote employment, that'll promote, instead of spending money on taxes, we'll spend it on R&D, you know, research and development, all mm-hmm. kinds of different things that'll help our economy. And I really want this new tax program to go through. It might, you know, I might lose a couple clients, but I'll gain others that, you know, are on my same wavelength in terms of, you know, they need help because it's not their niche. My niche is doing taxes, helping businesses, and all that kind of thing. And everybody else's niche is what their niche is, you mm-hmm. know, whether they're helping other people or doing other things.
And how do people contact you?
DavidASnyderCPA.com is my website. My phone number is 928-445-0104, extension 9, and it's David A. Snyder, CPA. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David A. Snyder, CPA. Stay tuned. We've got Sanford Cohen coming up with some great news for Prescott businesses on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Far From Folsom, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Hobby State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot, he scores!
The Coyotes visit the Detroit Red Wings live Thursday night at 7 o'clock on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
It's October, and in the car business, that means the factory's clearing out the 2017s. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. This October, Chevrolet has simply piled on the incentives on the remaining 2017 Silverados. Lamb Chevrolet is selling Silverado Crew Cabs for $33,680. That's an $11,000 savings after a discount of nearly 25%. You can also save 25% on our last remaining 2017 Chevy Cruises. A nicely equipped Cruise LT with an MSRP of $24,030 is now just $17,999 after a 25% discount. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Chevrolet. We save you money, and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. We're here to serve. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 321. Speaking of having friends on the show, I've met you before. This is Sanford Cohen. You got some good news for Prescott businesses.
Greetings, one and all. And today, DJ, I've got my chamber hat on. I am appearing here as the chairman of the board of the Prescott Chamber for 2017, and here to talk about our joint effort that we've launched with the support of the city of Prescott and a number of supporting organizations called Shop Prescott Start Here. And that's it.
And these will be in the windows of how many Prescott businesses?
Well, we hope all of them. You know, and there's lots of compelling reasons why business people should get behind this effort. And, you know, we could take up a whole lot of time talking about the economic impact of spending your money locally. There was a study that was done by APS many years ago that is still pertinent even today, that the typical purchase that is made here in the city of Prescott, or in any local community for that matter, circulates, the dollar circulates within that community seven times on average before it leaves the area. On the other hand, if the very first purchase you make is on Amazon, then it leaves the area immediately.
And never comes back, does it?
No. No, it doesn't.
I remember seeing, I heard Billy Orr saying that just last week during a council meeting. So how do we get people to think local first?
Well, the idea behind Shop Prescott Start Here came as a result of making a distinction that all businesses in Prescott are valuable. Big and small, we love them all. And unlike other local effort kind of things where big businesses are excluded, the Shop Prescott Start Here is all-inclusive of all businesses within the city of Prescott. So that whether or not you buy from a local ma-and-pa merchant, or if you buy at Walmart or In-N-Out Burger or Red Robin or some other place like that, sales tax that's generated by those purchases goes back into the community. And clearly, if you are the kind of person that moved here to Prescott because you enjoy the wonderful climate, not just weather-wise, but socially, you know, the events and the amenities that the city has to offer, well, those things don't happen in a vacuum. Yeah. People pay for the privilege, if you will, of enjoying this wonderful community. And so, granted, even if you're a tourist, we certainly want to see you spend your money here with our local businesses, and especially the people that live here that call this place home.
Yeah.
When you make your first deciding purchase choice to be Amazon or online, you are doing your entire community a disservice. And so, dare I say it, that Shop Prescott Start Here, it represents a potent combination of logic and guilt.
Well, and on that note too, you know, you mentioned before the sales taxes. You know, taxes, of course, is a dirty word to a lot of people, but those taxes provide what kinds of local services?
Oh, and you name it, police, fire, library, parks and rec. You know, I mean, there's so many things that are necessary. You know, water, sewer,
yeah,
lighting,
yeah,
trash, you know, removal. I mean, everything that goes into making a place special comes from money that is contributed from the buying public to the city. And so why Shop Prescott Start Here got going was because of the fact that people were starting to think convenience. And instead of getting in their car, driving to Costco, and buying something at Costco, they would buy it for the exact same price at Amazon and not leave the comfort of their home. Well, you know, we've got to fight against that convenience because it's brick and mortar investments that make this community a place that's economically viable. So businesses, big and small, that have made the investment in real estate, that employ people, that and those people then take the money that they earn from their jobs and spend that money locally. You know, I want people to recognize the fact that it's not just you. We're not talking about you, the listener, right now, who's hearing this and saying, you've got to make your purchases locally. You need to not only do that, but you also need to make sure your spouses do that, your children do that, your neighbors, the people that you are engaged in through churches or through hobbies or, you know, you're an alumni association. I mean, you know, service club, whatever membership you belong to, the people that you network with, people you're related to, people that you see on the street, you need to be an advocate so that Shop Prescott Start Here becomes the first way in which you decide how to go about purchasing something. Because right now we are losing precious purchasing dollars to these really easy, you know, online situations where, you know, this doesn't benefit the community in any way, shape, or form. And the amount of money we're talking about saving is usually non-existent. You can buy the exact same item on, in fact, I can go to Staples. Okay, I can go to Staples. I can dial up, you know, Amazon's website, and Staples will match that price. The difference being that that purchase I made at Staples generates a sales tax that then goes back to help the community. And so, yes, it does take a little more work. You can't just sit there eating bonbons and go online and make all your purchases and have them delivered to your house. The people that count on you to make your purchases locally are people just like us. I mean, if our advertisers, for instance, don't get stuff bought from them, if you buy that stuff online instead, well, what does that do to the ability for those people to continue advertising, which then talks about how people like you and me get our paychecks? I mean, we're all in this together.
Yeah. And Jeff Bezos does not need your money, and Jeff Bezos doesn't know you. No. Your local business people get to know you, and vice versa. I'll give you an example. I did a remote last Saturday. Now, this was in Prescott Valley, not Prescott, but it's the same concept. I did a remote at a brand new store. It's been open 2 months. It's called Lex Asian Market. And I was there for about 2 hours doing the remote. I heard at least six different people say, thank goodness this place is here. I don't have to go to Flagstaff or Phoenix now. And that's one of the benefits of local growth.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because that is something that we've talked to the big ticket item people in town. We went and saw them personally, the car dealers and the RV dealer in town. And because we wanted them to understand that we know what their plight is, that, you know, people have this total misconception that they can go to Phoenix and get a better deal on big ticket items. Well, number one, it's not true. I talked to Ed Walsh over at Lamb Chevrolet, and he said that he's got like close to 70 sales that he has made from people coming up from Phoenix to buy from here because you get a much more individualized, you know, more personalized experience. The price is exactly the same. They all buy the cars for the same amount, and they sell them for the same amount. The difference is that when you go to get that car serviced, if you bought that car down in Phoenix and you walk into any of these car dealers to get serviced, you go to the bottom of the pile because they're going to take care of their locally sold car customers first.
Or as one dealer told me many years ago, you gave them your business, you give them your problems.
Yeah. And so the same thing is true for Bob over at Affinity RV. And, you know, here's a guy that's made a significant investment in our community, mm-hmm. has been here for years. There is no way that it benefits you, the listener, or anybody else to drive all the way down to Phoenix to buy an RV when you can get a perfectly good deal and a perfectly good RV right here. Have that sales tax money stay here where it works to help keep things going, mm-hmm. on the good side for the community. So this is one of those things where everybody wins. Where the big problem is that it's not so much with the, and I'm going to generalize here, but it's not so much with the older folks. They understand the situation. In fact, a lot of them like to reach out and touch the merchandise.
Sure.
So many people now have gotten the idea, well, you know, a Nike shoe is a Nike shoe. What's the difference whether I buy it from the local shoe store or if I get it online? Because if I try it on and it doesn't work, I can send it back and they're going to pay for the shipping. Don't fall for this trap. You know, the fact is that, you know, when you do that, yeah, you get the convenience of being able to send something back that doesn't fit. Why not just go to the store, try it on, and find out whether or not it fits right there?
Sure.
You know. Think of your environmental footprint. You know, you're causing these people to deliver these goods to you that you don't know whether or not they're going to work. When in fact you can go to your local store and be worked on and be waited on by a local person, and you know, to me, the human interaction experience is part of the joy of shopping. And we really need to, we really need to embrace that human interaction, because that really is what makes a community special, is the fact that you all kind of live, you know, amongst each other.
Sure.
And, you know, and we're, like I say, we're all in this together, economically speaking. So please, please, please get rid of that mouse. Get rid of that keyboard, shut the monitor off, get in your car, get on your bike, go over to one of your local stores and shop them, because, you know, we all depend on each other. We are an intertwined, interdependent community. And when those dollars leave this area, we don't get the benefit, and you lose the possibility of jobs, real estate investments. I mean, it's a huge impact, and we're trying to corral it right now, mm-hmm. while it's really not that big an impact. We see the trend moving in that direction, and we're here to get the word out on behalf of brick and mortar businesses that this has to stop, and it needs to stop right now.
I wonder how many people who watch infomercials and buy those products, when they get it shipped to them, they open the box and go, oh, this is why it's not sold in stores.
Right. Hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
What you're going to hear, what you're going to see in the weeks and months to come, these blue and yellow stickers, we've got 5,000 of these that are being distributed at businesses big and small all throughout the city of Prescott. We are also going to be doing some, we have a talk show here on Wednesdays. The chamber hosts a show twice a month. Mm-hmm. The city hosts a show once a month on Wednesday, and even the Downtown Partnership does a show once per quarter. And we have made the commitment that we're going to promote Shop Prescott Start here on every one of those shows. In addition to that, we're going to be running shows on the Prescott Media Center on the Access Channel. The Chamber has a show called Business Beat, where we're going to be promoting Shop Prescott Start here on, mm-hmm. a regular basis. We're going to be taking that banner that goes across Cortez Street, right as you enter downtown. We have a very special message about thanking people for keeping their dollars local that will be posted on that banner on a regular basis. So you're going to be seeing this logo, Shop Prescott Start Here, everywhere you can. And if you're listening and you want one of these stickers for your car, or, you know, you don't have to be a business owner, mm-hmm. just put these stickers anywhere where people can see it. You can call the chamber at 445-2000, and we will make sure to get you you a Shop Prescott Start Here sticker.
That is Sanford Cohen. Thank you for joining us on Q&A. And Shop Prescott Start Here is a great program. Everybody benefits.
Yes.
And stay tuned because it's time for News with Nick, followed by a chat with Sean Trobia for AARP. They're staging a special seminar Monday about the many mysterious uses, including medicinal, of vinegar. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's 2017 model year closeout time at Lamb Nissan in Prescott, and the savings are up to 25%. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. Nissan has piled on the incentives to close out the 2017s, and right now you can get a brand new Nissan Sentra for just $14,381 after a 25% discount. How about America's number one selling sport utility vehicle, the Nissan Rogue? With Nissan's year-end incentives, you can get a new Nissan Rogue for just $19,998. That's a brand new sport utility vehicle for less than $20,000. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Nissan. We save you money and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Nissan in Prescott. We're here to serve.
My father was born in Houston, Texas, and my mother in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I was born in Los Angeles. That's right, I was manufactured right here in the USA. Dan Hussey here with Totally Floored, and I'm proud to say I'm American-made. At Totally Floored, we believe in American-made products. We proudly support American manufacturing jobs by featuring American-made flooring. We encourage you to buy beautiful, comfortable, and durable American-made flooring. We're Dan and Julie Hussey. We were made in the USA. We offer American-made flooring, and when you invest in American flooring, you will be totally floored.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Will Hoyt man is being charged with first-degree murder after he allegedly killed his brother. The incident involving 68-year-old Warren Lewis and his 58-year-old brother Gregory occurred at a Toots Turnout home in Will Hoyt Monday morning.
Deputies were dispatched to the location after Warren called the sheriff's office and reported shooting his brother. Upon arrival, deputies found Gregory lying on the ground outside, suffering from an apparent upper body gunshot wound.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains the shooting followed an argument between the two brothers.
Warren armed himself with a .22-caliber handgun and told his brother to calm down. When Gregory took a step towards him, he fired the handgun, apparently striking Gregory, who turned and walked outside.
When Warren realized his brother wasn't breathing, he called 911. Warren was detained by deputies and his brother was treated by medical personnel and pronounced dead before he was going to be flown out by a medical helicopter. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott News. Things are back to normal following a natural gas leak in Cottonwood.
The Cottonwood Fire and Medical Department responded to the leak on West Mingus Avenue at around 11:30 Tuesday morning. City of Cottonwood officials say the leak came from an underground gas line that had been damaged by earthmoving equipment working in the area. Unisource Gas Utility personnel responded quickly to the scene and were able to stop the flow of gas from the underground main. Cottonwood Police and the city's Public Works Department personnel responded and coordinated a road closure of Mingus between 89A and Candy Lane. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Detroit Red Wings at 7 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear, breezy weather in the forecast tonight through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 74 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Saturday. 49 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 85 and a high on Saturday of 84. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. K-Q&A.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers. Hey. Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right, we love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
You can just feel it in the pit of your stomach. You worry that mom and dad are no longer able to take care of themselves every time you visit. Maybe they aren't eating every meal. Maybe the house and yard are looking a little disheveled, or they seem isolated. I'm Liz Schmidt with Las Fuentes Resort Village. Maybe it's time your folks move to our premier full-service retirement community. We can help make life easier for the whole family without sacrificing mom and dad's privacy. We'll take care of everything, even chauffeur your folks to appointments so you don't need to take time off from work. Wouldn't it be nice that the next time you visit, to enjoy a nice dinner in our restaurant-style dining room? Meet some of their new friends. No, you don't have to mow the lawn or do repairs. Just visit. And when you leave, you know they will be taken care of. For independent or assisted living, call 928-445-9300 or log on to LasFuentesRetirement.com on Scott Drive in Prescott, Las Fuentes Resort Village. It's time you enjoy the finer things in life.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:42. We have Sean Trobia.
Trobia
from AARP. There's a, you know, they've got a seminar coming up Monday. Right. Monday from 2 to 4, correct, at the Prescott Resort. A topic you don't read about a whole lot, but you probably need to, because I bet you don't know all the benefits of
Vinegar. Medicinal use of vinegar.
And you've got a very qualified guest speaker, Dr. Carol Johnston. She's a professor and associate director of the nutrition program at Arizona State University. What kinds of things is she going to talk about regarding vinegar?
Well, she's known worldwide for research on vinegar, and she understands, obviously she's a nutritionist, a doctor, and she's going to talk about some of the myths about using vinegar and if it really is beneficial for a diabetic conditions, those sorts of things, and glycemic conditions. And if it is beneficial, I mean, we'll find out what she has to say on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. If it is beneficial, what kind of dosages you might want to think about and how you might think about taking it in. So that's what we're having her here for.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get right down to it, isn't vinegar just bad wine?
Well, in the early days, I understand Dr. Johnson's taught me that too. Back in the old days, Roman times, it came from wine, or it came from grapes that had been fermented not properly, and that's how vinegar started. Yeah.
And you know, when I was a kid, my mom used to use vinegar around the house for different things, and now we're finding out new uses for it. What kind of things are we exploring now besides? Useful things for diabetics from vinegar?
Right.
Who would have known?
It's interesting because since we put this together and I've been sharing the flyers with members of the public and people at our exhibitor tables and such, when I hand a flyer to somebody or they come across it to the table and they see the title on it, 9 out of 10 people are telling me that they use vinegar. I mean, I had no idea either, but I know that Dr. Johnston, because she's done brain health seminars for us both in Maricopa County and up here in Prescott a couple times, I knew that she always had this vinegar background that was very, you know, that she really talked about it. And I went on YouTube and looked at her doing the vinegar talk before I even asked her to do brain health for us and such. And it's huge. I mean, it's huge.
You know, I wonder how much of this goes back to the Mediterranean diet, because we're talking vinegar and we're talking olive oils, both of which are very, very healthy. And they look at the lifestyles of people in the Mediterranean areas, you know, between the red wine, which they use for vinegars, you know, and of course the olive oils, they look at the lifespan there and they go, what are they doing? We're not doing.
Right. That's right. And I'm sure that's totally 100% related.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
So with AARP, now how did AARP get started?
AARP was founded by a lady who was a retired school principal. Her name was Dr. Ethel Percy Anders. And the way it got started, it's not something that I really knew about until I started working for AARP about 7 years ago. And when I found out about it, I was fascinated. Dr. Anders, like I said, she was a retired school principal in California. And when she retired, she was tasked with being the welfare officer for the local California retired teachers group. So she would look after retired teachers, her, you know, her former colleagues. And one day she was asked by the local grocer to go and check on a lady who hadn't been seen in the grocery store for a while. And when Dr. Anders, when she went to the address for that woman's, where that woman resided, when she went up to the front door, she found out that the woman wasn't living in the house. She was directed around the corner to the back door, to the into the backyard. And she went around the corner into the backyard, and the woman was living in a chicken coop.
Oh!
Yes. She had so little funds and safety nets and family. She had no family back in the day. I understood that teachers back then, when they were teachers, they were not expected to marry, because it wasn't understood that they could also have a career and be a married woman and everything. So when they got older, they didn't have family, they didn't have children to take care of them, and they had poor pensions. So Dr. Anders was very much motivated, and what she started with is she brought together all of their retired teachers groups across the states, and she founded the National Retired Teachers Association. And it was so successful, and there, she brought so many resources and support and security to retired teachers, that people that were retired in the country at the time, this is 1947, they came to her and they wanted to join the National Retired Teachers Association, but they weren't educators.
Right.
So she started AARP in 1958 for general public people who needed to have the same kind of measures and safety nets.
Well, and there's power in numbers.
Exactly.
And you know, an organization like this was probably inevitable, because the baby boomer generation has always been, until about 5 years ago, the pig and the python. It's always been the biggest chunk of the population, very gradually aging, that's because when we were little kids, that's what spurred all the building of the elementary schools. And when we were teenagers in early 20s, that's what you know, spurred the big college movement. And then, of course, we completely overwhelmed the job market when we all hit the job market at the same time.
Right.
And now we're all needing medical care, aren't
we? Yes, we're all getting older.
We're all getting older. It's inevitable. I mean, just think of the alternative. But, and you know, when you have safety in numbers and you have an organization looking out for you, I'll give you an idea. About once every 2 months, I have an interview from Washington, D.C. with Max Richman. He's the national director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
Okay.
They have an office on K Street in Washington. All they do all day, every day, is lobby congressmen and senators to try and, you know, don't let Social Security and Medicare get away. Right. AARP does the same thing on a much grander scale, don't they?
Exactly. I mean, that's one of our main focus areas, of course, is advocacy for people that are 50 plus years of age. And it's not just people my age and your age right now, but our kids and our grandkids.
No, I'm much younger than you.
I can see that. I can
see my nose growing. Yeah. My pants are on fire now, too.
Yes. Well, we'll be there for you when you get a little bit older,
when
too.
When I get older,
when you get a little bit older, we'll be there for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any idea how many members there are in the state?
We have over 880,000 members in the state of Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. We're a large organization.
Plus and your insurance company too.
Well, That's a misconception, but
really?
We are not. Yes, that's exactly right. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
It is a misconception. There's different arms. There's three different arms, I call it, of AARP, and there's an AARP state offices, which I'm a part of the AARP Arizona State Office, and state offices, there's 53 of them across the states. They're responsible for education, outreach, and advocacy. We're a nonprofit, and we work towards, again, what we were talking about a minute ago with the advocacy and that sort of thing, but also health and nutrition. That's part of why we're bringing the medicinal vinegar to town. And that's the state offices. And there's another arm of AARP, and that's the AARP Foundation. And they're indeed a foundation, and they're the ones that do all the tax aid preparations across the country, right? They've got like 1,200 volunteers just in Arizona, and that's just for the tax aid program under the foundation. And then there's a third arm of AARP, and that's AARP Services, Inc. And they're an arm that works directly with companies and with providers to endorse and, in essence, act as like a good housekeeping seal of approval is how I like to say it.
Well said.
Is endorse different products and services to with insurance companies. Now, so if you have insurance with, and you think you might have it with AARP, but you don't, you have it with United Healthcare or Genworth or something. But there's a real misconception because people see the AARP name on the paperwork that comes to their house.
But it's an affinity, right?
It's exactly. It's it's a relationship, and AARP is endorsing that provider. And we're, you know, they're vetted. They're vetted every 5 years. They're recontracted for or not recontracted with. So it's a vetting process, but that's another arm of AARP. So when people come up to us at the tables and they say, oh, I've got your insurance. I'm like, well, you really don't, but that's a thank you for being an AARP member. And if you have a question about your insurance here, you can call this insurance company and ask your questions.
And you know what? If my AARP dues went to pay only for the magazine, it would still be worth it.
Well, I appreciate that.
That magazine is worth its weight in gold.
I totally agree.
It really is.
I totally agree. It's a great magazine.
Anybody who, what would you say, 50 and up, 45 and up, anybody who's 45 and up is going to benefit from reading that magazine. They really are.
I agree. Yeah. And what's fun about this, something that's a little known fact about the magazines too, if I may, there's three different versions of each magazine. So every magazine that comes out every month, it has always the same type, you know, the same cover on it. But depending upon the age of the AARP member, if they're between 50 and 65, they get one version.
No kidding.
Yeah. And if you're between 65 and 75, you get version B. And then if you're, you know, 75 and older, then you get the third version, because somebody who's 85 years old isn't necessarily going to be interested in the same thing that a 55-year-old is.
Yeah.
So it's something that you don't know about, but there's a reason when those magazines come to you, you know, they're of interest.
They know what they're doing, don't they?
Yeah.
This is Sean Troby, of course, from AARP. Last but not least, any other upcoming events AARP is hosting?
Well, we've got the medicinal vinegar, of course, coming in on Monday.
Monday from 2 to 4, Prescott Resort.
Right, exactly. And I might say, too, if people want to register for that, we're still taking registrations. The registrations have been very, very good, but we want to accommodate people that want to see it. So if folks want to register for that, the phone number, it's a toll-free phone number. It's 1-877-926-8300. Now, that's a Monday through Friday number. Again, it's 877-926-8300, Monday through Friday. So if you can get to that phone number today or tomorrow by, say, 5 o'clock Arizona time. And if not, then I would just, you know, I would invite people to come in and walk in on Monday. We're going to open the doors at 1:15 for check-in and for some light refreshments that we're serving and stuff, and the program starts at 2.
You keep us apprised what's going on. We'll have you back on the show in 5 or 6 weeks, okay?
Sounds good.
Very good. Sean Troby, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Oh no, the toilet's overflowing. No, don't overflow. Jim, hurry, the toilet's overflowing. Oh no, my new floor
Jim, the water's gushing out. Oh, it just got my Persian rug.
There, the water's off.
Oh, what a mess. I was afraid that guy we hired didn't know what he was doing.
Don't put your investment in hands of someone who's not licensed. When you need a contractor, call me, Sandy, at Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
A warranty forever. Yes, you heard that right. Hi, folks. It's Danny Sampson here at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. You know, RV manufacturers only offer a 1 or 2 year warranty at most. Little Dealer Little Prices is the only dealer in Arizona offering a forever warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty at no extra charge to you. Now, that's peace of mind. Come see why Little Dealer Little Prices is the dealer that sells more towable RVs than any other dealer in the state. Located at Highway 69 and Truewood Drive in Prescott Valley. Little Dealer Little Prices. Big on selection, really big on saving you money.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And I hope you'll join me tomorrow morning at 8:30 on AZTV Channel 7 as I host Sandy and Friends for our friend Sandy Moss. Then join me back here Monday at 3 for Q&A with my guests Tammy Niekamp for the musical. The musicals Rocky Horror and Annie. Also, Miriam Halbrick will be here from Habitat for Humanity. It's time for their annual Tool Belts and Tuxedos Big Bash. And Vicki Johnston has opened up a brand new water health store in town. She'll be here with them on Monday at 3 on Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.